listening to Kevin McCullough Radio for this Spy Wednesday. That's the day it is. Coming up, Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
I have a big word of thanks to those of you that have heard the cry over the last 2 days, and I want to say thank you so much for what you've done, but we still have 25 lives hanging in the balance, and we need your help right now. 800-222-5909. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome aboard. It is Spy Wednesday. Show of hands, how many of you knew that was the name of this day? Spy Wednesday. I'm doing this online. Here's what I was thinking. It's just a little 2-minute, like, daily little feature that I've got on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and TikTok and Twitter and all those places. But this week, I've been highlighting the days of Holy Week. And this is Spy Wednesday, which I did not know that's what it was called. But I think it's kind of a cool name, Spy Wednesday, until you realize that the spy that's talking about is the fact that Judas was off betraying our Savior. So it's not quite the thrilling spy impact that I guess the spy word could have. But it is Spy Wednesday. And it was a day when, and the Gospels have very little to say about what happened on this day. If you've looked in commentaries and you've tried to decipher what the different days of Holy Week are all about, you know, this is the one that is pretty quiet. This and Saturday. These are the 2 days which there's really nothing much that happens, except we know that Judas at some point goes and gets paid. He doesn't turn him in yet, but he gets paid. And I couldn't help but come back to this idea of what do we get paid for in our life to sell out Jesus? That may be a rather crude way of putting it for some of you. Kev, I live a holy life. I'm sanctified. I read my Bible every day. I go to church every week. Okay. Maybe you're perfect. But I don't spend Holy Week asking questions to point at other people. I ask questions to point at myself and say, what do I do? What am I getting paid for to sell out Jesus in my own life? And are there areas where something I like, something I want, is taking more control than what he wants? These are the types of questions, by the way, that we're supposed to be asking during Holy Week. And one of the things that I really want to impress upon you, friend, is that there is no ifs, ands, or buts around this. If Jesus could be sold out and endure the cross and go through everything that he went through for us, then what are we willing to do for him? And that brings us back to our slave liberation project. We are now at 75 slaves freed, because those of you over the last 2 days, when we were at 32 slaves, you started giving and you started saying, I want to make a difference. And over the last 2 days, 7 more slaves have been freed. But there are 25 names left on the list. Are we selling them out to hang on to something that we don't need? Those of you that have heard the stories over the last couple of weeks, you know that these are incredible women with incredible resiliency who end up coming out of these situations praising God, thanking him for the Christian brothers and sisters in America for what they have done. And they come away from their experience with this whole different, deep sense of gratitude that God heard their prayer. And I don't know exactly who is the answer to which prayer, but I know that every person that liberates a slave ends up being an answer to prayer for at least one of them. So let me run down the... down the options of how easy this would be for us to answer and solve the problem today. 25 slaves freed in the next hour, we could do this. But we can't do it without your help. The slave liberation and basically resettlement program costs $250. The $250, 90% of it, 97% of it goes towards the getting the slave back into South Sudan and established in their own life with food, shelter, basic needs, utensils, blankets, tarps, cooking utensils, gardening utensils, fishing utensils, the things that they need to basically make life happen. And you give them all of that for $250. And included in that is a she-goat that helps produce some food and some micro enterprise for them. They can sell milk. They can sell the cheese. They can have more baby goats and sell those. There is a lifeline to a new life that is given to them with your $250 that they don't get anywhere else. But friends, we're 25 women away from meeting the goal. We started out with 100. As of yesterday, 75 have been cared for. And it's the generosity of every person that's given. And here's what I want to break it down as. We could easily take 25 phone calls and have 25 people in the next hour give a 10-month commitment of $25 a month for 10 months, $250, that would liberate a slave. 10 times 25 is 250. 5 months at $50 a month would liberate a slave. 10 months at $50 a month would liberate two slaves. But if you could only spare $50 a month for the next 5 months, you could liberate one of these 25 women that remain, that will languish in slavery without our help. Obviously, one-time gift of $250 or a two-month gift of $125, however you need to break it up, however it best fits into your economic planning. The McCullough family is doing it this way. We're giving $250 a month for the next 12 months. We've done this for almost 4 years in a row. So if there were two people that would take that challenge this afternoon, we'd be right at the finish line. That's 24 slaves. If two people would say, I'm going to do the one slave a month challenge and match them. And I don't think we've had one family step up and do that yet. And last year we had three or four. And I tell you what, if you're a family that does that, I will personally take you to dinner. If you step up and say, I'm going to be one. My family's going to be one that says, I'm going to liberate one slave a month for the next year. You're going to have dinner on me, KMC. We need two. If both of you do it, I'll buy both of you dinner. But can someone step up and say, yes, our family is blessed. We're going to respond and bless 12 slaves that have no ability to bless anybody back. Or just 25 of you going to the phone and saying, yeah, I'll take care of one slave at $250. Here's the number, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909, or go to WMCA.com.
Evangelist Jerry Savelle will be at Faith Exchange on April 18th at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss this powerful message.
When you walk out of here, you should have faith for a 2024 being a year of progression, advancement, promotion, and your highest expectations being fulfilled.
Live in God's blessing, April 18th at 7 p.m. Faith Exchange is located at 95 Leonard Street in New York City. For more information, go to faithexchange.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, the MyPillow 2.0, and more. But some great news, the MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent and still provide that cushiony, soft wonderfulness that you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regular price, $79.98. For a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code WMCA. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Embark on an extraordinary cruise this fall with Alistair Begg. Immerse yourself in vibrant autumn colors and serene landscapes for 7 life-changing days of spiritual renewal. From rugged Maine to the European charm of Quebec City, you'll encounter natural beauty and a region steeped in history. Imagine evenings under the stars, sharing stories and making new friends, while exploring charming villages, scenic lighthouses, and historic sites during the day. You'll also savor fresh seafood and delicious lobster. Join us for a journey that will refresh your soul and draw you closer to God with Alistair Begg and Salem Media on the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's WMCA AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Todd Chapman is also here with us from CSI. And Todd, the idea that you need to liberate slaves in 2024 is an anathema. We're supposed to be done with this. Abolition came. We freed slaves in Europe and in the Americas, and it should be all done. But sadly, it's not. And CSI actually is working, what is it, in 18 countries at present to help alleviate these issues of slavery around the world.
Yeah, slavery is alive and well, sadly. It's estimated more than 50 million people live in slavery in some form or fashion around the world, and more are being taken captive every day. Forced labor, human trafficking. It's a blight on humanity. And we all would agree that it's something that is not godly, that God looks at it and just breaks his heart. He hates it. I get it. I think about the words of Christ in the New Testament where he's talking about the end times. He's foreshadowing that. And he says, because of the increase of wickedness of many, the hearts of many people will grow cold in those end days. And, I'm not going to pretend to be a prophet on the air, but it sure seems like we're getting close to the end. And certainly wickedness is prevalent. But I love what Jesus said there. But those who persevere and don't lose heart in the end will be saved. And also we have the opportunity because the power of God and all of his resources, his anointing, his calling still rests upon us in spite of the darkness of the hour. And we have so much opportunity to preach the gospel and to redeem people and also free people from slavery. That's what we get to do today. And so I just want to say that as an encouragement to my brothers and sisters. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. God's still on the throne. Things can seem dark and scary and hopeless right now, but we know they're not, because God desires that every person should know him and his love. And we get to be a hand in that today, specifically freeing physically people that have lived in captivity most, if not all, of their lives. We're talking about slaves in North Sudan. They were taken captive in the Sudanese civil war back 30 years ago. Many of them little girls at the time, and they've been held in slavery ever since. But CSI has been working for 25 years now to free those women, and now we've been able to, in just a recent, really in the last year or so, actually be able to free some of the children that have been born into slavery as well. We're really excited about that, but we can't do it without you. That's the bottom line, and that's why we, for years here on WMCA, have brought this opportunity in front of you. And Kevin was sharing earlier, and I love this. More than 4,200 slaves have been freed over the last number of years through the WMCA audience, and that is absolutely amazing. But Kev, I'm just going to, at the risk of sounding discontent or unsatisfied, that it's not enough. There's more. I know we can do more.
Not even close to enough, and that's what people can really understand and help us with today. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. When the Civil War ended, and CSI was instrumental in that. A lot of people don't even know this. Dr. John Eibner helped organize, at the time it was the Bush administration and a couple of other Western governments that came together. They got the two sides. South Sudan was created. It's the world's youngest country. And they said, okay, the Christians can have the South and the Arabs can have the North, and you guys have your own areas, and that's that. But none of the countries, none of the people in the process remembered the slaves. And CSI, despite our pleading, was not able to convince them that they needed to take that up. They just kind of let it be what it was. And so it's really been the private efforts of CSI and listeners like you that over the last 15 years have said, all right, nobody else will do anything about it. We will. And through that process, now there were about 185,000 slaves at its peak.
We've liberated somewhere in the 130,000 range. And so that number has massaged and gone back and forth a little bit. But our estimate is it's somewhere in the 35 to 40,000 range of slaves that are still there. And so, yes, 4,200, we rejoice. We rejoice with every single one of those hearts that have been set free. But we need to get the next 100. And we've identified 100 of them. We know that we can liberate them within just the next matter of weeks. There's probably going to be another liberation that takes place. We can't tell you the details of that because it endangers people. But it is important that we do what we can, that we work, as my high school basketball coach used to say, while the sun shines. So that when the moment comes, that when we have the opportunity, we can bring them to freedom and safety. And you do that with your gift, 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. But the need is great. The opportunity is great. And we have the chance to this spring at least liberate another 100. 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. And Todd, I know that there are stories that we always tell people about that of slaves that have been liberated. Why don't you share with us one that touches you?
I'd love to do that. Actually, looking at a picture of a beautiful woman named Anger Garong Aher, and she was part of our liberation march in this past November, so just a few months ago. And at the time when she walked into freedom, she walked 7 days. 8 months pregnant. So boy, wow. You talk about that's going to be a little bit challenging, but she made the journey and, now, her baby's been born in freedom. What a blessing that is, right? So thanks to a generous person like you, not only did Anger get freed, but her child, instead of being born into slavery and, just, you know, likely the same horrific life her mom had endured for so many years, this baby now born into freedom. And her pregnancy was actually the result of sexual abuse, regular sexual abuse by her slave master, and just kind of a grim reminder potentially of her years in captivity. But I believe that, that baby, especially knowing that that baby was born as she came into freedom, man, what a great reminder of God's faithfulness and goodness, right? So, but she's now free in South Sudan, but she's, you know, she's still got a bit of a road. She doesn't have any family. We've not been able to reunite her with her family. She was taken at such a young age, has no recollection of her parents, but she's praying. She's in a part of a faith community. There's, you know, whenever we bring these slaves out, and if we can't get them with their family, we've got communities anchored by local churches and pastors there. So she's surrounded by friends, by other slaves, and she's getting the nurture she needs. And she's praying, and this is something you can be praying about. Her name again is Anger, A-N-G-E-R. It might be pronounced slightly different, but it's spelled like Anger. But to be praying that God will provide a husband for her and a father for her child, because that's her prayer. She's so excited to be free for the first time in her life, and she thanks God for that. But let's pray that God will provide someone to provide and take care of her and her baby, and we know that He will. But you know, that's just one story, Kev. Man, there's so many, as you said, tens of thousands left that God wants to redeem, and we get to be a part of that. It's only $250 to free a woman like Anger, and perhaps another child as well. So would you consider giving that gift right now? It won't take long at all, and you can be a part of miracles that God's doing.
800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I doubt you've thought about slavery today. Maybe not for a while. Maybe not since you heard me talk about it the last time. But it is more prevalent on planet Earth than ever before. And that means people are suffering unjustly today, but we can do something about it. Isn't that right, Todd Chapman?
That's exactly right. You can partner with Christian Solidarity International. We've been working with WMCA for years now, and thanks to your generosity, You have set free more than 4,000 women and now children through the ministry of CSI. These are women that have been held captive their entire life. They've been subjected to just unspeakable abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. Many of them have had children in captivity, and those kids are now slaves as well. But thanks to your generosity and God's provision, God's grace, God's mercy, we are now able to effect freedom and liberation for these kids as well with your help. Anger is a mom that we just liberated last November. She was 8 months pregnant when she started that 7-day walk from northern Sudan to South Sudan. And she became pregnant because of regular sexual abuse. And so it would be easy for her to resent the child, but she doesn't do that. She loves this child, and she is excited that she and her child are now coming into freedom thanks to generous folks like you and the work of CSI. I guess the bottom line is you are bringing hope from hopelessness. You're giving freedom in Jesus' name with every gift that you give. We're praying that God will, through the WMCA family, free 100 slaves over the next coming days. This is our annual campaign. We do this every year. Praying that you'll be a part of it at whatever level you can, but please let God use you to set captives free today.
4,200 slaves have been liberated because of your faithfulness in the past, and we want to add to that. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Or go to WMCA.com.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround New York and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. In an exclusive, Newsweek reports that the FBI has targeted Donald Trump's supporters. It's created a new category of so-called extremists to track, MAGA supporters. No decent person condones the Capitol riots of January 6th of 2021. But since then, Joe Biden and the government class painted not just Donald Trump, but also his supporters as a terror threat to our country. That's wrong. The FBI insists it doesn't investigate ideology, but given its recent history, from investigating Catholic churches to the over-the-top treatment of abortion protesters and parents at school board meetings, it no longer deserves the benefit of the doubt, especially when Antifa receives no similar treatment. For the first time in our nation's history, supporters of a president's opponent have been specifically singled out for law enforcement surveillance. It's an ugly, dangerous, and profoundly un-American precedent.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. We are setting captives free with Christian Solidarity International. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Todd Chapman. Todd, you were talking about Inger's story before we went to the break, and it reminded me of something. You know, we probably in the West would think a lot differently about slave children, because if they have been given to the slave by the slave master, there's probably an immediate thought in our Western mind of retribution and anger and wanting to get even and all kinds of things that I think you can't judge someone. It would be natural to feel resentment towards someone who did something like that to you. But I just want to offer this kind of perspective on that. Many of these slave women, as you mentioned, have lost all of their family. The cruelty with which slavery visits the lives of these women is unforgiving. it is just relentless. So when they have been able to become pregnant and have small children, that is their only relative. That is their only family. That is the only connection they have in many instances to another physical human being. The fact that we are last year and this year for the first time with CSI able to get some of these children reunited with their mothers is a joy that runs very, very deep in their heart. And it is a joy that runs deep in God's heart. Because I do believe that those, children need their moms, and especially moms who love the Lord and who want to, bring them up in a Christian, orientation. And that's what you do, friend. Last year, the liberations we've been telling you about that took place in November, so the ones that took place last spring as well, we are for the first time being able to reunite some of the children and some of the women, and some of them even in pregnancy coming. And I can't imagine, you said she walked 8 days at 8 months pregnant. I'm like, the McCulloughs endured three pregnancies, with all of the conveniences of the modern society. I cannot imagine what it would have been like to be alone, to be walking for 8 days and to get.
Yeah. And how far did you walk, Kevin, carrying a baby? No distance.
I got my bride all the way to the car, and I got the car all the way to the hospital, and I got her in the wheelchair. And then that was about it. maybe 25 steps. But boy, what a joy, for her to be able to have, and what a symbolic, kind of thing to have someone that's hers, to have a family, that is hers. And she is praying for that husband. And there are, desires by these women who have been ritualistically, brutally, cruelly abused in so many different ways. And yet, what do they ask for? They want God to bless them. They want God to keep their child safe. They want God to bring them a husband. They want to serve him and please him. And they shake the CSI person that's helping them by the shoulders, and they look them in the eyes and they say, please don't stop until we get all of the slaves out. Because they know like few people do, how bad it is, back in the, in the homes of the slave masters. So 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909 is the number. Now, you've heard us mention the bag of hope, and I want to talk about why that's important. Because everything that we have heard about the abuse, and it's sexual, it's physical, they're beaten, they're called derogatory names. Some of them are so vulgar and filthy, we don't even have an English equivalent for it. It's amazing that these women have any ability to communicate at all when they get back, to be honest with you, because they've been so muted and so stunted and so isolated. Todd, we talked about this before, but you can be around people and be completely alone. And that's the existence of these slaves. They're not allowed to talk to their slave masters or their families. They're only told what to do and they have to obey. They are said oftentimes, you cannot be a Christian. You have to become a Muslim. In order to be a good Muslim woman, you have to go circumcise your own genitals. They're given some rusty instruments to do that with on their own. Many of them get infected because it's not a sanitary process. And the level of excruciating pain just seems to reverberate over and over. But as bad as that is, when they receive the bag of hope, when they receive the hug from the CSI worker, when they receive the welcome home celebration from the church that brings them into their community, the level of joy I would estimate is similar in intensity to the suffering that they've experienced. It is an unforgiving waterfall of goodness that is falling on them at this point. And friends, what's the difference between that light switch, between the darkness and the suffering and the light and the celebration? That light switch is you. When you give your gift, you flip that switch from darkness to light. You do that when you become part of the process. That's why the McCullough family is excited to be a part of this ministry every year. We want you to share in that with us. 800-222-5909. Please pick up the phone and call right now. 1-800-222-5909 or go online to WMCA.com.
By age 17, Ken Bevel's life was heading toward disaster as he sought love and acceptance in all the wrong places. Needing a change in direction, Ken joined the U.S. Marine Corps, but still struggled. Then something happened to dramatically change his life. After serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, Ken retired from the military and won roles in two feature films, Courageous and Fireproof. Today, Ken works to help others overcome the challenges he faced as a teen. Hear Ken's inspiring story at the annual CBMC Good Friday Breakfast with Ken Bevel. That's Friday, March 29th at 7 in the morning at the Hanover Marriott in Whippany. For tickets and more information, go to eventbrite.com and search CBMC Men's Good Friday Breakfast. From the streets to the Middle East to Hollywood, join us at the Men's Good Friday Breakfast on March 29th in Whippany at the Hanover Marriott. Bring a friend, bring a colleague, bring your neighbor. RSVP at Eventbrite and search for Men's Good Friday Breakfast with Ken Bevel. Be encouraged and inspired.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, the MyPillow 2.0, and more. But some great news, the MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They're extremely absorbent and still provide that cushiony, soft wonderfulness that you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regular price, $79.98. For a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code WMCA. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA, 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual functions. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-222-5909. For those of you that have already liberated a human life and set someone free, we say thank you. And there are those of you that have, and we are so excited. Our goal this spring is 100 lives set free, but we can't do it without you. 1-800-222-5909. I'm Kevin McCullough. Todd Chapman is back with us from Christian Solidarity International. And Todd, to know that we are that light switch that I was talking about, that we have the potential to take someone's life from something that's utter darkness and utter suffering and utter pain and turn it into just abject joy and hope and celebration.
That's a rejoicing thing, and knowing that we can be that light switch. All we got to do is flip that light switch on. That's a gift that's given today at 800-222-5909.
I'm looking at a photo of a beautiful young lady. Her name is Anouk, A-N-U-K, and she's got two other names, but we'll just call her Anouk. She's 20 years old, and for the first time, she knows what freedom is. Wow. Is that, I mean, just think about that for a second. Can you imagine your whole life, you've known nothing but captivity, abuse, physical, verbal, daily beatings, just relentless labor from pre-dawn until well after dark, very little sleep, very little food. That's all she knew from the time she was a little girl. She and her mom were abducted, and actually she was then immediately taken away from her mom. The only human being that she, you know, could cling to was taken away from her as well, sold to different slave masters, and that was her new life. And so over 20 years, you have to know she probably lost hope. She probably lost hope, but God had another plan. And thankfully, in November, thanks to generous people like you, we were able to free her. And Kev, she's got the most beautiful smile on her face. Many of these women.
Yeah.
Many of these women, when they've endured so much, and culturally, they're kind of stoic as well. But boy, Anouk has just got a beautiful smile from ear to ear. You can see the relief, the joy, the anticipation in her face. And I just want to thank you. You know, there's no way we can possibly know whose gift freed Anouk, but if you have contributed to CSI in any way, shape, or form over the years, you have had a hand and a heart in setting her and others free. So thank you for doing that. But boy, it was a journey. 15 days she had to walk from North Sudan back to South Sudan. And so she's slowly learning to live life, a normal life, if you will, again. She's got the challenge of building a future. She's got a community around her. That's what she hasn't had for 20 years. She's basically just the only human beings around her were human beings that wanted to harm her and abuse her and take advantage of her. Can you imagine how different that feels? I mean, in some ways, it's got to be kind of maybe a hard adjustment to learn to trust people, that people are actually there that care about you.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that they come by easy, because
I don't think so either.
With some of the CSI folks, you know, the first place they get to when they get back is a little recovery camp. And this is where they really, you know, there's some of them that need medical care. There's doctors there. Some of them need people to just talk to or have
counseling,
or have them talk to them and kind of pull out their story and their feelings. Cause they don't, again, if you've been silent for 15, 20 years, you're not used to communicating, but, we got to help them and we got to love them. And that first stop is so vital to the process.
Yeah. So that's so if you want to write her name down, A-N-U-K, pray that God will just, ease her into her new life and that he will provide for her. We know he will. He's already provided a path to freedom thanks to people like you, and he will continue to secure her future. But our passion and the reason why we come to you today and have every spring for years now on WMCA is, number one, to tell you that this is a thing, that there are tens of thousands of people still held captive in North Sudan. Women, children, they desire to be in freedom. And we, as followers of Jesus, we should desire that they be in freedom as well. I was thinking about this, Kevin, a couple minutes ago. You know, most of us cannot relate to physical human slavery. It's not a thing for us. But I want you to think about a time in your life when you were going through a valley, a tough time. You know, maybe it was an illness, maybe it was a family struggle, maybe you were mired in debt, and we've all been through something where we're just like, you're just praying, it's like, Lord, man, will I ever get through this? God, can you just bring my suffering to an end? Deliver me, Lord. And when that day came, when you got the good news that, hey, you're in remission now, you know, when the family situation got sorted out, when you paid off that last credit card bill and you don't have that weight of debt hanging over your head anymore, can you remember how good that felt? Can you remember how you stepped into the light, the warmth of the recognition that God really does love me and care about me? And thank you, God, for making a way for me to get through that. Now, amp that up, and I'm not minimizing anybody's situation, but amp that up to the level of, you are a captive. You are a slave. You are abused in every way, shape, and form possible. And then God delivers you. Man, is that exciting? Doesn't that just make you feel good to know that God can use you to be a part of a story like that? I don't know, Kev, when I think about that, it's like, look, $250, that's a sum of money. And things for some people are challenging right now. Totally get and understand that. But boy, when you think about the impact that you can have on a human life, for a gift of $250 or whatever part of that you can do, this is really a profound and holy opportunity. So thank you for thinking about it. And we've just got a few days where we're trying to rescue 100 slaves. And so whatever gift you can give, large gift or large, small, everything in between, it's definitely needed and it's going to make a huge difference. So thank you.
Well, 800-222-5909. And there's no doubt about that. And that's why even though $250 is a sacrifice, and it's a lot of money, friends, I'm not undercutting that at all. There's, you know, bills that need to be paid, and we've never had more expensive energy prices and eggs and milk and everything else. I get all of that. But if you're able to do a $250 gift, think about the amount of gasoline or eggs or milk or whatever else you might spend that on, and think about how quickly those resources get used up. But for $250, for $25 a month for 10 months, or $50 a month for the next 5 months, or $125 for 2 months, you can set a life free. You can take a nuke and you can move her from a life of darkness and pain and suffering into a life of celebration and hope. Yeah, she needs help figuring out, you know, exactly what it's going to look like. But you can be the light switch. You can turn on the light of hope for her right now. 800-222-5909 is the number. 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com. Coming right back with some final thoughts. Don't go away.
Remnant Christian Network North America, under the leadership of Apostle Arome Osai, is a non-denominational apostolic center with a vision to strive for the rebirth of apostolic Christianity. Remnant Christian Network has organized prayer meetings all around the world, anchored by the belief in the power of prayer and the infallible Word of God and the Holy Spirit. The New York location is at 80 North Franklin Street in Hempstead. There are both weekly 2.5-hour Bible study programs, as well as a monthly 10-hour prayer session that takes place. The next upcoming programs are on Friday, March 29th, which is an all night and themed worship, word, and prayer, and Friday, April 5th, with a teaching series, Discipled to Christ. That's Friday, March 29th from 7 p.m., a special all-night session, and Friday, April 5th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Both are free to attend. Call for more information at 917-686-0458 for an uplifting evening of growth in Bible knowledge and prayers. That's 917-686-0458 for the next free Bible study program from Remnant Christian Network's New York location at 80 North Franklin Street in Hempstead.
Kevin Cattrall, we're talking with Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates. And I know you personally, as a Christian, a person of faith, Buttafuoco & Associates won't settle for what's good for you and the firm. You're focused on serving the client.
We always settle cases which are based on what's best for the client. There are many lawyers out there who will settle a large personal injury case because they need to make payroll. We will not do that. We will only settle a case if it's right for the client. And we're very sensitive to the needs of the client. And we understand that this is a one and only opportunity for them to make good on the injuries that they've sustained and to move forward with their lives. And so it's very important that they get the maximum amount that they are entitled to from this personal injury litigation, whether it be malpractice or product liability or just a routine car accident.
Call the offices of Buttafuoco & Associates at 800-669-4878 and have them evaluate your case. That's 800-669-4878, 800-NOW-HURT, 800-NOW-HURT.
Discover the magnificence of Canada and New England during the height of fall splendor on a Christian cruise featuring Alistair Begg. Sign up now, 855-565-5519 or at deeperfaithcruise.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes. This is all we have for today. When we started the show, we were 25 slaves away from liberating all of the slaves that were on the list, all the names of the women that we have on the list, all of their children. that we are able to now liberate in some cases as well. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. If you take the 12-month, 12-slave challenge with the McCullough family, this coming year, like we have for the past 3 years, we are liberating one slave each month. Will you take that challenge with us and walk this road with us? If you will, whoever was willing to do that in the next 5 minutes before this show's done, I would like to personally invite you to have dinner with me. And we will rejoice in what God is able to do, because we are going to liberate, you know, 24 or 36 or 72 slaves. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. But I would like to say thank you to you personally for doing something like that. If you can give $50 a month for 5 months, you liberate a slave. $25 a month for 10 months liberates a slave. $125 a month for 2 months liberates a slave. And some of you know that you have the ability, especially right now, pre-tax filing deadline, you know that you could write a big check, that your company could write a check, that you could write a check that could take care of more than one slave. Would you be willing to search your heart and say, I we need to liberate these final, I don't want to leave one of these 25 women behind? 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. We've liberated seven since the beginning of the week. We have 25 to go, and Sunday is the deadline. We have to liberate all 25 of these by Sunday. We are losing time quickly, but we can make it up if everyone who knows that God has told them that they're supposed to be involved in this decides to do what they're supposed to do. I probably shouldn't be sitting up working this week, but I am following my surgery because I feel so passionate about this. This is what God is calling us to do at this moment, and there is no other time. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com, click the banner at the top of the page, and give your gift. But friends, time is running out. 25 slaves to go, and we need your help. If you wanted to write a check for all 25, that's $6,750. If you wanted to do one slave a month for the next year, it's 250 times 12. And you can pay that all at once, or you can pay it by month. But will you help us? I don't want to leave one of these 25 women behind. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. Please be as generous as you can and give now. 1-800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or online at WMCA.com.